Look, I think as a parent, you have to use every opportunity you can to keep your children safe. It's really important to use this opportunity now to talk to your children about the safety rules that you have for your family. And talk to them in a way that's not going to frighten them. Talk to them with reassurance. Let them know that there are people in the community that aren't safe. It's a good idea to start teaching kids about trusting their own inner warning bell when they start to feel uncomfortable about someone.
And Wendy, at what age should parents start talking to children about stranger danger and that sort of thing?
Look, I think, you know, you can start quite early with children around four or five, letting them know that children aren't silly. They know when they feel a little bit uncomfortable with someone. I think it's also a good opportunity for the school to have a get together with a class and do some role plays, like a what if. If someone approached you, what would you do? And get the kids to brainstorm, do some role plays about how they would get out of a situation. Within the family, you can set up a safety net for your children. Like, okay, there's people who might approach you. You might feel uncomfortable. Safety is more important than being polite. You know, a lot of kids are taught to respect an adult, but not all adults are respectable.
You mentioned safety rules, Wendy. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's about talking to your kids about, okay, if something happens, what can you do? You have sometimes we draw a hand for the kids and we have a list of people that they can go to if they're feeling uncomfortable, if they're scared, places they can go to where they know that they will be safe. So it's about letting kids know that sometimes something might come up that makes them feel scared, but the reassurance is that we have a safety plan in place, that the children are aware of what they can do in order to get out of those situations.
I imagine it's quite challenging, though, for a parent because you want to establish those rules, you want to make them aware and feel comfortable in talking to you, but at the same time, you don't want to frighten your children as well.
And the frightening part will come from the parent because of their fears. So it's really important for them to put it in a way that lets the children know, and it is a scary world, you know. The risks are real. It's better to have the children have an awareness of what's out there, but know that there's safety issues in place. There's places where they can go to feel safe. There's parents who are there to protect them. There's parents who are there to talk to them. The more a parent is open with the children and allows them to talk about what's frightening for them or what's out there, the more likely they are going to come and talk to the parents when someone does confront them.
Wendy, in your experience, how open are children about revealing an incident like this?
Well, I think it depends very much on the child. If a child is shy, insecure, and doesn't have that healthy trust relationship with their parents, they're less likely to say anything about it. If there's an openness about talking about things within the family, teaching kids the safety rules, then they know that mum's okay to talk about that. You know, it's okay, I can tell mum that this happened and I don't have to feel that I'm to blame or ashamed of what might have happened.
And what are the signs that your child may be hiding something?
Well, they can become secretive. They can spend more time in their room. They'll have their, depending on, you've got to also realise there's also teenagers, you know, they're not immune to this either.
No, of course not.
It's all age groups, and teenagers can be particularly vulnerable because they're at that disconnecting time with the family, a lot of it too. You know, that's their job is to grow up, so they disconnect from the family. They can be quite at risk purely because of that, because they don't feel that strong connection with the family. So isolating themselves, shutting themselves away, not in young kids, it can be going off their food, it can be disturbed sleeps, wetting the bed again, all those sorts of indicators, just noticing the changes that have happened within the children.
For the parents listening, Wendy, how can they not transfer the anxiety and fear that they may be feeling onto their children?
Yeah. Look, it's important for the parents to talk to their friends, their partners, their family about with, and they can express their anxiety and concern and debrief with them before they actually talk to the children. Sort out in their head what they're going to say to the children so that they're not transferring that fear. It's a genuine fear.
Mm.
But the children, they need to be frightened of everybody, but they do need to be aware that not everybody's a safe person. It's like looking at ways to protect and ways to connect. There's people we can connect with. There's people we need to be protected from.